Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and now Tesla. The electric vehicle maker has joined the club of companies worth more than $1 trillion. Yeah, trillion with a T. This comes after Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas for its rental fleet. Let's sit shotgun now for about 3 minutes with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I'm great. Okay, Robin, the significance here. I mean, these other tech companies took a generation to hit $1 trillion in valuation. Tesla struggled for a number of years and then just took off, and here they are.
An unlikely ascent. Tesla was founded only 18 years ago. Elon Musk became CEO in 2008, and he kept this concept together and delivered vehicles. This is key, that people wanted, that people lusted after. I mean, we're not talking about the Geo Metro, you know, or the Yugo. Yeah. And he survived close calls and what he called production hell. And it's already the envy of the global auto industry. If you consider GM and Ford, they were founded closer to 1905, 1908. They sell multiples the cars that Tesla does. And yet Tesla is now worth seven of them combined.
And the recent news is that Hertz is ordering 100,000 Teslas as it recovers from bankruptcy. So is this an important moment in the mainstreaming of these fancy EVs we see on the street?
Of course. It's a huge merchandising opportunity. Say you fly into Orlando for Disney World or SoCal with the fam, and you can gee whiz the kids with a Tesla now. It's the ultimate test drive. And to the extent that it can fill the order, Tesla can snag a fat $4.5 billion in extra revenue.
Now, however, CEO Elon Musk tweeted that the actual problem Tesla has, not orders, but its production. And we've heard this before with their batteries. Is there any challenge with production?
Yeah, workers, for one, are hard to come by right now, even though Tesla is decidedly automated. And parts are brutally hard to come by. The industry's chip shortage is now expected to last well into next year. Musk is an interesting Rorschach in this. He'll feign some modesty, like, why is our stock up so much? I mean, demand has never been an issue, after all. Supply is the hurdle. But he'll also be on the record as hinting that Tesla could be worth three times its current value by 2025 if it executes. So pick your battle.
All right. And the last question on valuation here. Tesla is worth more than the next nine automakers combined. I mean, with these gigantic numbers, there's all these different ways to put it. Surely some investors, some analysts are saying, you know, if it seems too good to be true, too big to be true, it probably is. Any doubters out there?
But who can time any of this? It's a frenzied market for all sorts of tech, and many have tried to call a top over the past few years. Until recently, a $1 trillion value, I mean, likely Apple, would have been a stretch. Apple is worth multiples of that now, and you can add Amazon, Google. They're both worth well over $1 trillion. Facebook, just below $1 trillion. And now, voila, an automaker. Go figure.
Yeah, and just as far as the underlying business model, are there any doubters anymore, or is this a pretty clean one here?
The doubters have been burnt. I mean, what if you take out government subsidies? What if you take out, you know, what if you assign a market multiple to it? It's all about execution for him right now to justify his lofty multiple. He has this special distinction given to him by Wall Street.
Okay, that is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott.